Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Jeremy, you'll be aware of the story of your man Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Yes.
And his little, well, it wasn't a little admission, it was a fairly big admission that he has fathered a daughter with a woman who's not his wife.
Mm.
So he's basically admitting to having had not only an affair, but fathering a child with this other woman.
Yeah.
And it's been a source of much conversation.
Yeah, by a lot of judgmental people. We all have skeletons in our closet, so judge ye lest you be judged.
That's exactly
what
it.
I would say. So, yes, he's a scumbag for what he did. And it's slightly different to the topic we're talking about today, though, because he came clean about it, didn't he? And his kids are grown up, aren't they?
They're not grown up, no. They're both, two of them are teenagers.
Yeah, but when you're in the public eye, that's going to be found out anyway.
No, he came clean about that before.
Yeah, so he owned it, and he probably sat down to the kids and said, listen, daddy, you have a half brother or whatever, or a half sister, and that's the way it is. But a lot of parents, I know, I believe that men and women treat this differently. Now, we're going to talk to a woman in a moment who did exactly that, who told her child that daddy had been a bold boy. And my opinion on this is fairly simple. You shouldn't do it. Children should be kept out of all sort of any marital problems that me and my wife have, and there's many, by the way.
I'm sure there are.
Like most marriages. No marriage is perfect. We keep the kids out of everything. There's been no cheating or anything like that that I know of.
That you know of,
listening?
Yeah.
They listen. No, but all joking aside, we will keep them out of everything. In the same way that if, I remember when I lost my last job, yeah, never told the kids about that, because the last thing you want is your kids worrying that there's not going to be bread and butter on the table tomorrow. You don't do any of that. You keep kids as innocent as you can. But I do believe that it is a female issue, because I believe that females react differently to cheating than men do. I think if a man is cheated on, he goes, oh, well, God, she cheated on me. Ah, let's move on.
Do you think?
Yeah. I don't think men are as vindictive or as thirsty for revenge as women are. But when women get cheated on, and I know this from experience, because I have many, many friends who cheated on their girlfriends, and the girlfriends mm-hmm. found out. We have a mutual friend, Adrian, and what did the ex do when he cheated on her? Cut up every single one of his shirts. He had a big wardrobe full of designer shirts worth thousands. He loved shirts, mm-hmm. and she cut every single one of them up.
Yep.
Now, a man would never, ever do that. Men just move on. When a relationship doesn't work out, they go, you know what, it didn't. Even if she did something horrible to him, they will move on. But women, I think when they get cheated on, they spend the first couple of weeks sitting down, rubbing their hands together, going, how can I get back at that bastard?
Well, in just a minute, I'm going to be talking to...
Nothing will convince me otherwise.
Nothing will convince you otherwise.
Yeah.
In just a second, I'm going to be talking to a woman who told her 10-year-old daughter why mammy and daddy had split up, and it was because...
Sorry, 10. Now, I thought originally it was 13. It's actually 10.
10, yeah.
Wowzers, yeah.
She told her 10-year-old daughter the truth about why they'd broken up. It was because daddy had an affair. What do you think of that?
Okay, well, I'd love to hear a story first, but I get probably why she did it, that if the kids are asking why you're not together anymore, you don't want to take the blame for something that was not your fault. Okay, so obviously Tina, who's about to join us, it wasn't her fault that her partner cheated.
No, obviously not.
Nothing to do with her. So she didn't probably want to take the flack for something that was, like, I presume Tina's not with the they broke up, so they went. So fair play to her. She stuck by her gun. She walked out on him. But no, can't stand over that.
Okay, so you don't believe that children should be told the truth of why a relationship has broken down?
No, we have long.
Even when they ask questions. Even when they ask questions, because kids ask questions.
No, 10-year-olds...
And when it comes to something as serious as this, kids are definitely going to ask questions.
10-year-olds do not. You should never weaponize your children. Never, ever. No matter what your ex has done on you, you do not weaponize your children, and that is weaponizing your children. We also have laws against it, of course, which is the... what's the law again?
parental alienation.
Parental alienation. That is parental alienation.
How? Telling a child the truth about something?
Is parental alienation.
Is it?
If you were telling them because you want to turn your kids against that person, that is parental alienation. In the same way, if I broke up with my wife and she turned around and started telling the kids, daddy's a waster, daddy doesn't give me any money, daddy doesn't love you, daddy doesn't want to see you. Same thing. Keep the kids out of it.
Our number
by
is...
By the way, no 10-year-old asks that question. Why do mommy and daddy break up?
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, don't believe it.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting, and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Now, Tina, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine, and you?
Very good, thanks, Tina. So, Tina, let me tell our listeners the story. You and I were in the middle of a conversation earlier on today on East Coast FM, where I was presenting the morning show this morning. And during that conversation, which was about the guy Dave Grohl, we were talking about whether or not a relationship can survive an affair, whether or not, you know, you can put things back together after an affair. And we were talking back and forward. And then you dropped a bit of a clanger in the middle of the conversation where you said that you had your husband or partner had an affair behind your back. And you told your child?
Yes. I was in the office in Dunleary, an Image magazine, and I got a fax on my desk from some distraught man telling me that my husband was having an affair with his wife and that he had two small children and it was ruining his marriage and he hoped I'd reprimand him, were his exact words. So, of course, I rang my husband in his office in the Philippines. He was Scottish. And I asked him, had this happened? And of course it hasn't. And, do you think I'd do that to you? Anyway, it went on. And I left it for a year. And he came home once during the summer and stayed. You know, we literally, I got this fax 1 week after we had bought our house down in Rathdrum in Wicklow. 1 week I'd been in the house. So anyway, a year later, a mutual friend called to the house in tears saying he'd just found out his wife was having an affair. And, you know, my husband was all over him, commiserating with him and everything. And I sat there and I watched the whole thing unfold. And when your man finally left and my husband came into the kitchen and said, poor so-and-so, isn't that dreadful? I said, yes, here, sit down. Now, do you want to tell me about hanging? And he got such a shock because a year had gone by and I hadn't mentioned it. Mm-hmm. He couldn't think quickly enough and he admitted it. Yes, he had had an affair. I asked him why it had split up. He told me it was because it was having a terrible effect on her two children. Now, my daughter and I weren't mentioned in dispatches. And anyway, it went on. I asked him, had he used condoms? No. You know, all this. So I didn't lose the head at all. I said to him, so what do you want? Are you still going out with her or whatever? And he said, oh, God, no, it's all over. I said, so what do you want now? And he said, I want everything to be back the way it was. You were here, I was there, I was lonely, blah, blah, all the usual rubbish here. And he said, I want everything to be back to normal. And I said, oh. And he said, what do you want? I said, well, I don't know. Until 10 minutes ago, you told me this hadn't happened. Anyway, I waited and I thought it through. And then I told him, he was heading back to the Philippines, and I said to him before he left, I was in touch with my solicitor, and before he left, I said, listen, Sandy, no, this is not going to work. You know, I do believe once they've done it once, and you let them away with it, you know, and they've hidden it from you, and they have denied it, I think they will do it again if they think, you know, you're going to forgive them. So also, my marriage was different in that there was a lot of coercive control in it because we were back in the 80s and that wasn't spoken about. But, you know, like he had a phone in every room in the house. He put one in my car in the 80s when nobody had a phone in the car. So he could contact me at every moment of the day.
And meanwhile, he was off shagging around, basically.
Yes. Correct.
So what I want to focus on now, though, is at that time...
How I told her.
Yes, you had a 10-year-old daughter at that time. And tell me about how it came to pass that you told your 10-year-old what Daddy had done.
Well, before he went back and I said to him, this is not acceptable. I'm going for a separation. And of course he lost the head and everything. But, so he went back and I worked in Dunleary. Susie was at school in Glenageary. And I thought, do you know what? She's going to wonder because, you know, his little princess, this, that and the other. I had to think, you know, what was I going to say to her? That he just disappeared? That he was lost? Or what was I to say? And I said to her, listen, Sue, Dad and Mum, you know, we haven't been getting on very well. And we have decided to split up. And she said... Why would you split up? Why? And she went on and on about why would we split up? And then I said to her, to be honest with you, Daddy's met somebody else. And she flew at me and she said, don't be so ridiculous. Of course he hasn't. It's you. And I said, it is not me. Your dad has met. No, he hasn't. He's not that good looking. Nobody had happened. So I thought, oh, right. So I said, no. I said, these things happen, Sue. You know, there's lots of people in this world who are split up. Doesn't mean they don't love their families, blah, blah. And I never blocked her from seeing him. In fact, I used to make her speak to him on the phone. But she, from that moment on, she never... ever forgave him.
Okay, so... So when she asked why you were splitting up, you tried not to answer her question. And this is something that I said to Jeremy a while ago. Kids can be fairly persistent in asking questions.
Oh, and she was ahead of her time brain-wise, you know, mentally. Okay. She was way ahead of her time. Right, so she was not going to accept that we weren't getting on because she'd seen us getting on.
Okay.
So why would I say we weren't getting on?
Okay, so you told her the truth, that Daddy had found somebody new... that he had had an affair, and this was a girl who might have been more mature for her years, but she was still 10. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And since then, your daughter now is in her 30s. Am I right?
35.
And to this day, she doesn't speak to her dad.
She met him once. He came home once for one day when he happened to be working in Scotland or something, and he came over for the day, and I was charming. I let him stay in the house. I did not block the relationship at all, but she was toxic with him. She was openly rude, which I picked her up on. I said, he is your dad, regardless of what happened. He is your dad. No, she's a Scorpio, but she was not having one tiny bit of it. She said, no, once somebody does that to you, they're dead. They're dead to me. I'm not interested. I don't want to see him. I don't want to hear him.
And that is the case to this day, grown woman.
To this day, she's been married. I walked her up the aisle. He has a grandson that he doesn't even know about. No, she will not.
Let me ask you a question, Tina. Do you regret telling your daughter the truth about why your relationship with her dad ended? Do you regret it, or are you glad you did?
I'm glad I did. Not for one moment do I regret it, because as I said, Adrian, she's a very copped-on girl, and she would have really got nasty with me if she found out the truth and I had not told her the truth. I've never lied to her about anything. I've always, I have always told her the truth and then been very, you know, tried to reason with her through anything like that. But I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Adrian, okay, he finished with that woman because the husband cut up rough. But then a few years later, he was still ringing me, begging me to come home. And I found out he had some other girlfriend and two children, you know, and he was asking, could he come home? But he'd forgotten to tell me about this other woman and the two children in the Philippines. So, you know, we're dealing with somebody, it was never going to be a happy ever after ending. I mean, imagine had my daughter, had I never told her any of this, and then suddenly rocked up with some strange woman. And I mean, she has a stepbrother and stepsister that she's never met and she knew nothing about.
I know, but Tina, if you don't mind me saying, listen to your story, and I get you can, I can tell from your voice that you still sound hurt, and I can't blame you being hurt. Your husband was an absolute scumbag. He couldn't keep it in his pants. But you ruined a perfectly good relationship between a daughter and father. And the bond between a daughter...
No, did he not do that? I'll tell you something, Adrian. It was never a perfectly good relationship in that... and I have witnesses to this, hearing him telling her he would cut off all her hair if she hadn't learned her times tables by the time he got home from work. He also said when he lost his job in Dubai, when I said, well, Susie and I need to go back to Ireland, you know, until you get sorted out. And he told my daughter he'd have to kill the dogs if we left. So it was not a perfectly good relationship. It was a weird relationship.
Let me rephrase the question then. This conversation today is about how much truth children need to be told about mommy and daddy breaking up or splitting up or whatever. You told the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It completely alienated your daughter from her dad for the rest of her days, up until today. Do you think children of that age have a right to know exactly why mommy and daddy split up?
I think it very, very, very much depends on the child. I look at some of the children who went to school with Sue. I look at some of the children who are at school with my little grandson, and they are very gentle souls who I think it would totally crush. And yes, I agree with Jeremy. Not every child should be told the whole honest truth, because I really don't think they could handle it. But there are children who, if you don't tell them the truth, would really... I mean, I think had I not told her the truth and she found out at a later date, I think that would have had a far worse effect on her, because not only would her father have been a cheater, but her mother would have been a liar.
No, but yeah, but hang on, we lie to our kids about lots of different things. I mean, there's something coming up.
Trivial things.
I don't think the Christmas thing is a trivial thing. But anyway, my point is, I don't believe any 10-year-old has the capacity to be able to deal with something of an adult nature, and that is of an adult nature. A 10-year-old does not have the emotional capacity to deal with that.
Well, all she said to her daughter was, daddy's met somebody new.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Daddy's met somebody new.
Daddy's with another woman.
Tina, I've a WhatsApp voice note that I've been asked to play for you. Have a listen to this, please. This is Jason.
Afternoon, Jeremy. Afternoon, Adrian. Jeremy, I'd agree with you on a lot of what you said there. Women do just use it just to poison the child against the father. I mean, that's no other reason. Your daddy's a bad man. I don't want you having a relationship with him. That's just pure vindictive. But to say it's not the other person's fault. Men don't just go out and cheat. I mean, okay, there is some doorboards that at the top of that, if it came on a plate, you would. But men, if they're in a happy relationship with a happy partner and a happy home, they wouldn't go off and cheat. So there has to be something wrong somewhere. So it's not always down to the man. Don't be always trying to defend women, Jeremy. We know what you like out there, pal. But, I mean, sometimes men cheat for good reason. They're not getting it at home. She's gone off him, she insults him, she abuses him, so he's not happy there. He probably went somewhere else. It's no excuse for it, but just don't always say that it's never the woman's fault.
Tina, do you want to respond to that? He's basically arguing that men only cheat if they're not happy.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, in our case, it wasn't, you see, we moved 9 times in 17 years of marriage. I'm not talking different counties. I'm talking continents, countries, counties. You know, we lived all over the world, and each time it'd end up a 2-year gig, and then he'd lose the job. He was a brilliant mind, but he just couldn't get on with people. So every couple of years, we'd have to leave, and I called a halt when Susie was 6 or 7, and I would not go and live in the Philippines. I went out there, and I thought, no, you know, because the guy on customs, on passport control told me never leave that child alone for 1 second and always keep her next to the wall. And also his secretary said, this is a very dangerous place for young children. Don't leave her for 1 second. And I said to, you know, I am not going to bring her up in this. We were going to have an armed guard. We were going to live on a compound with an armed guard. So I said, this is not an environment I would like to bring her up in. She needs to go to school in Ireland, put down roots, have friends. I can't be dragging her every 2 years to another continent, another country.
So just to go back to the question, you have no regrets about telling your 10-year-old about daddy's affair?
No.
You have no regrets over the fact that that's essentially ruined her relationship with her father? She was never the same with him, doesn't see him anymore, has no contact with him. No regrets about any of that?
No, and I have to say her relationship with her father was built really quite a bit on fear. You know, you do this or this won't happen. This, you know, he was, as I say, a lot of coercive control. But I'm only sorry she's not here with me to talk to you, because I asked her that a few years ago. I said, do you ever regret me telling? She said, I would never have forgiven you had you not told me.
Okay.
I would never have trusted you to tell me the truth about anything else.
Okay,
tell me the truth about something so serious.
Jeremy, that's what her own daughter has said. She's glad that Mammy told her the truth.
There's lots of kids, though, that are happily and blissfully unaware of things that both Mammy and Daddy did, and you get on. I just don't think you should ever tarnish somebody's image.
That's what I'm saying, Jeremy. There are a lot of children you wouldn't tell because they're very gentle souls. But, you know, I never tarnished it. He was always welcome to come back, to visit her, to stay in the house. I never, ever, blocked her from seeing him.
Okay, but she would have had no interest in seeing him.
But no child, if you think about it, no child is going to no child is going to be friendly with someone, the affairee, as in the person that you had an affair with. In other words, if I had an affair next week, yeah, and it all came out and the marriage broke up and all that, do you think my kids are going to love that woman and hug that woman? No, they're going to blame the woman in the same way Rosanna Davidson, when Christa Berg had an affair, she blamed the woman. She blamed the mistress and said, oh,
What's the point you're trying to make here?
I'm trying to make you just end up creating enemies with everybody, and it becomes awkward then when you have a family event. The kids don't want to be there because the ex-mistress is there, and just keep family matters or keep adult matters away from kids. Very simple.
But you see, in my case, it was not like we were ever going to meet this woman because she's in the Philippines. It's not somewhere you go for the weekend. But having said that, never once did she hear me say anything detrimental about him to her. Other than he had had an affair, and that was why the marriage was breaking up, because she said, don't lie to me. Mm. When I said, you know, we're just not getting on. She said, yes, you are.
But I have a 10-year-old. My son wouldn't know what the word affair even means. He wouldn't understand the concept.
He would understand daddy met somebody else.
No, but he wouldn't understand it.
He'd understand that.
No.
He would, of course he would.
They're kids.
Okay, Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Hey, Adrian, how are you getting on today?
Good, thanks.
Bobblehead. How was you getting on?
Good. What did you want to say on this?
No, Well, look, I know I said the voice message earlier and I was a little bit harsh, but after listening to the lady there. Now, I do agree you should be keeping things like that away from 10-year-old children. You know, it's not their business. They don't need to know them kind of things, you know. Mammy and daddy split up, whatever, but I don't know. It's like I said, it's an adult topic, isn't it? It's between her and the husband. She married the man, for better or for worse, mm-hmm. You know. She knew she was getting into marrying him. Okay, he doesn't sound like the bleeding ideal husband or all the rest of it. But it's that thing, it's bringing 10-year-olds, children into adult situations. It's happening way too often, to my mind, across the board. Everyone thinks they're adults, or the children are their friends. And no, they need to be protected from these kind of things. You know?
Okay.
Maybe he just wasn't happy with her, Tina, and maybe they weren't happy together. Maybe with a bit of space away from her, he could have been a better father. He could have torn himself around a little bit, whatever. I don't know. I'm not saying that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, yeah, it's an adult concept. You don't bring children into things like that. You know, what happens if that child wasn't as strong as she thought she was?
Tina, do you want to respond to all of that? Basically, a child of that age doesn't need to know information like this.
Yeah, but what was I going to tell her he'd gone? I mean, well, she's just disappeared.
Yeah, look, I understand. I understand. I just think, like I said, they're 10-year-old children. That there's ways around protecting them. Okay, you fell out. You just don't see eye to eye anymore. But when you say he's went off with somebody else, it kind of puts, we're not good enough anymore. You know, that kind of way. Maybe that could have entered the head. Oh, so I'm not good enough. We're not good enough. He went off with us because we're not good enough.
Yeah, I said to her, you know, that these things happen, that, you know, people meet other people. And you know, I didn't ramp it up. I never said anything nasty about him. I just told her the truth. But I, you know, he used to ring me at my office 2 and 3 times a week. All through until we found out about the other 2 children. And that was, I kind of thought, oh, listen, give me a break here. came to a grinding halt when I found out there were 2 more children stashed away
he doesn't sound like a nice man at all, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, they're still his children.
No,
you know,
apparently
that kind of
not.
And you know, and you married him, knowing what he was like or not knowing what he's like, and you know, you had children with him, and that's all I'm saying. Is I think, like I say, he doesn't sound like a nice man at all to me, but maybe you know something funny?
I do not wish him any ill will. I hope he is very, very happy with this woman with the 2 kids, because, you know, he wasn't a bad person. He was just a bit mentally... I won't say what I want to say.
It's about, look, and sometimes children, does something be said about a healthy fear of your parents, you know, the kind of way when it comes to, you're saying that the child was afraid and we threatened to do this and threatened to do that. A healthy fear of fear, like, so I don't know the man, I just think telling children things like that, like you said, okay, she's a more mature for her age than a lot of other children, but she could have taken it a completely different way. You didn't know that until you told her, you know, and she could have went off in a completely different direction altogether, is all I'm saying.
My daddy's met somebody else.
Tina, thanks very much indeed for taking the call, and we're going to continue this conversation about whether or not children of that sort of age deserve to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about why Mammy and Daddy may have broken up.
And it was interesting how lots of you have turned your opinions around. On the previous podcast, you were all saying that 16-year-old, the topic about the 16-year-old having sex with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 16-year-old, she's only a child. She can't make up her own mind. She can't consent to sex. Now you're all saying, within the space of 24 hours, that a 10-year-old is able to deal with adult issues and deal with infidelity and all that. It's absolutely crazy. I don't know how anybody can justify telling a child something of an adult nature. I just don't know.
Jonathan, just in general terms...
I hate to agree with him, but he's right. Like I said, it's a bit too much. You know, there's ways around a thing like that, I think. But again, look, she seems to know her child. And like I said, I know the message sent in was a bit harsh, because initially when I just read it, I thought, fucking bring the kids into these kind of things again. But it happened 20-odd years ago, which I wasn't aware of, until I started listening to the lady and all that.
Generally speaking, you don't think children of that sort of age deserve to...
No.
Or need to know that
I
full
don't,
truth.
Because like, Because if you're in a toxic relationship, Adrian, right, the two of you are going, whatever the issues are between the two of you, maybe the breakup is the best thing that could happen. You know, the kind of way. So the choice, stay friends, like the lady said herself there, she didn't tell him to stay away. She didn't try to keep her from him. She was allowing him the access. He just wasn't taking her up on it. Okay, fair enough. But I'm saying other situations where you could have that, the space could be the best thing to make both of you better parents to the children that you have in the relationship. When you're together, you're not the best in yourselves, but when you're separate, better people come out of you. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do, absolutely, yep.
Yeah, right. So it could be, in some senses, it could be a good thing, you know, the distance away from the toxicity of the environment that you're in, separating it may make us better parents on an even game. But yeah, I don't know, 10-year-olds shouldn't be. It's hard, and I don't know, it's hard. I think 10-year-olds, you can't really deal with it, you know, that kind of way. I would say there'd be more issues with them than not. You know, am I not good enough? Why did you leave me? Why didn't do anything wrong? Blah, blah, blah. Especially for somebody else.
I just find it a little bit sad, if I'm to be honest, listening to that story, that this woman now in her 30s, from the age of 10, has wanted nothing to do with her dad.
It's very sad.
Because of what happened, because of how their relationship ended, and that's her main
issue. And that happens a lot. Like I said, kids do that. Like I said, people fall out, and then someone always gets the brunt of it. It's always someone has to be the bad guy in that situation. If you're left with mammy, daddy's the bad guy, and if you're left with daddy, mammy's the bad girl. You know that kind of way, so.
Good to talk to you as always, Jonathan. Thanks very much indeed. This is Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Leanne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Leanne?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Leanne. Well, kids of 10 deserve to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about why mammy and daddy split up?
No, my daughter is 7, and me and her dad broke up, and I'm with somebody new since she was about 1, and then he got with somebody new 4 years ago, probably, and she was kind of confused. She was kind of confused and asking me, like, how come you and my daddy aren't together, and he's with this person, and you're with this person? And I said, me and your daddy just didn't see eye to eye. We're still friends for you, you know. We're best friends to make a life work for you. And that's all she really needed to know. Like, I didn't go into details about...
But was there any more detail that you withheld from her?
Yeah, of course. Like, there was a lot of details that is held from her, you know. But I think that's all she should have known at the age of 7. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just it.
Would a time ever come then where you would tell her exactly why you and daddy split up?
Well, I think she kind of has an idea now because... you know, like, she's, like, we're going through court and stuff and all, and, like, she'd had, like, a voice of a child in what she wants to do, as the relationship is a little bit difficult. But at the same time, like, I try my best to continue, like, you know, I it's all how you deal with it. She is 7 and she goes on the weekend, and I say, oh, you're going to your dad, you're going to have so much fun, you're going to do this and you're going to do that, and, you know, you kind of keep the optimistic. I wouldn't like to turn her. I like her to make her own decision when she's older. And like what he says about me, I don't really care. But I do what I can on my part to kind of encourage that bond. And if the bond is broken, it's not due to me. It'd be due to you know.
Okay, but you're not in a rush to tell her exactly why you broke up. She doesn't really need to know, does she?
She doesn't really need to know. Like, it's not a place. I don't want to worry her mind. You know, like,
but you see, I think the difference is, Leanne, is that unlike a lot of, and I don't want to be harsh towards women here, but unlike a lot of women who have broken up the relationship, you have moved on, you're in a relationship with someone now and you're happy. There are a lot of women that when they're cheated on or when they break up with their partner, they spend the rest of their life being bitter, 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 bitter people. They do. I know that for a fact. But you're not bitter. You've moved on with your life. You've probably...
I'll be honest with you. I had my daughter when I was a teenager. Like, so I had her when I was 18. And I'll be honest with you, I was bitter at the start. I was very, like, you're not seeing her and all. But this was when she was a baby. And
you didn't do that now, did you? The you're not seeing her thing.
This was when I was 18 because why? I was very immature. But now as time's gone on, I'm with somebody else. Like, you know, and he continues to see her, no matter what the circumstances
good.
Is.
Okay, so you have mellowed and you would never poison her against him?
No, like, I can't do that. Like, I want her to make her own decision, and I don't want my decision to be impact her decision on him, you know, and like, he probably says otherwise, but I just, that's the way I feel about it. She's only a little girl. So I want to put a few men. I don't want to think all men is like that, you know, that's going to advise that saying he did this and he did that, that she thinks all men's going to do that. I don't think it's fair.
And do you have any bitterness because of the relationship? I'm gathering. I don't want to go into details on you. Don't either.
No,
but if you, who's responsible for the relationship breaking up? Him or you?
I don't know. I think more so both of us, really.
Oh, like, that's good. Jesus, you never hear a woman saying that. Actually, I'm equally to blame for the relationship. Normally, it's the man.
Yeah, the man. And now I was young, and I was probably 16, 17. Got pregnant when I was 17. Had her at 18, and I'll be honest with you, and he was there. Obviously with other people, and I was very bitter at that because all I wanted for my daughter was a family, you know. But as time went on, like as the year went on, I said, look, there's nothing I can't it'd be more toxic to stay in a relationship that's unhealthy than it is just to walk away and build a life for me and her, or for somewhere else, you know.
Well, I have to. Okay, obviously, I don't condone what you did at the start of the breakup. You were probably angry, and you were young and immature as well, weaponizing the child. But the thing is, fair play to you for keeping the innocence with the children, because the vast majority, as well, by the way, of relationships, I believe, and marriages break up because of kids. I believe kids are to blame. If I look at our marriage, 90% of the arguments we have in our marriage are kid related. We had feck all rows before kids came along. Kids cause rows, and they cause tension between parents, and they make parents angry and stuff like that. But if me and Mrs. D broke up tomorrow, yeah, because the kids just, I'm not saying we will, but we wouldn't sit the three of them down and go, by the way, the reason Mammy's going to move to there and Daddy's going to move to there is because the three of you split us up. You're not going to do that, are you?
No, of course not.
No.
Thanks very much, Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Claire.
How are you? Good afternoon, everybody.
Now, Claire, should a 10-year-old be told the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about why Mammy and Daddy have broken up?
Definitely not. I am that child. but I was a little bit older when I was told everything. My mom and dad would have split up when I was 6. Mom would have been very bitter towards him. And I never understood why. I always thought, oh, Daddy is this, Daddy's the best, Daddy is the bee's knees, the whole lot. He was taking us for the Sundays every now and again. But when I started becoming a teenager is when my mom told me absolutely every detail that I didn't need to know. And since then, I've had daddy issues. Just seriously, it messes up your head, you know. And now, as she said, that girl is gone on. She hates her father. But like, I got to the stage where I hated my father as well. And my mother would, I thought my mother wasn't doing it intentionally for me to hate my father. But I've had no relationship at all with my father, and I'm 45 now.
And who do you blame for that?
My mother. And I hate saying that because my mom passed away 18 months ago.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
He actually turned up at her funeral and said he was there to respect her, to respect his wife and all this. Like, and he's not a nice man. But at the end of the day, children should not need to know these things. It's like honor thy mother and thy father. You don't want to hear bad things about your parents.
Of course
not. Like, yeah, and like, I didn't need to know this about my father. And it was very strong stuff that I was told as a teenager. And like, that really messed up my head.
And did it poison your relationship with, or any potential relationship you had with him?
Oh, completely. Completely. Like, I would stop and speak to him and I would do whatever. But like, he would go around mouthing my mother all the time. And like, I would have been a mommy's girl because I was a baby. I always defended mommy and the whole lot. And like, with him bad mouthing her, I was there going, okay, so everything she told me definitely is true. So as the years went on, I got angrier and angrier and angrier. And then when he turned up at my mom's wake, I just went, screw you, like, fuck off. Who do you think you are? So now I absolutely despise the man. And I don't think I would have got that far if I didn't know what I know.
Okay, so had you not been told, as we just described, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you might have had some semblance of a relationship with your dad.
Oh, yeah. Like my eldest girl, she's 25. She hasn't seen her dad since she was 11. And we broke up. I've never discussed with her why or what happened, and because she doesn't need to know. You know, and she has now made it her own choice not to see her father because he hasn't put in the effort. But that was on her own choice.
Okay, no, nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I didn't twist her mind.
And of course, you'd have been very conscious of your history as well.
Oh, completely.
What was the worst thing that you heard from your mother about your dad?
Details of, like, as the affair, that girl was told at 10 years of age about the affair. My dad would have done similar and worse, probably. But a child at 10 years of age shouldn't be discussing what affairs are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
because of that, because that being literally planted into your young brain, it never got out.
Yeah, but it's even affecting their trust in men in general. You know, like, I would have had a serious issue about trusting men myself, because if my dad can do this, who's to say the person I'm getting with? Now, luckily, I'm happily married and I found the man of my dreams and I'm blessed, but it took me a long time to get to that stage. Like, your dad is the first man in your life that you love, you know, and you don't want.
Okay, so in answer to our question today, regardless of the circumstances, you don't believe children that young should be told?
Definitely not. Spare them for their heads, their mental health, the whole lot. Do not be telling children certain stuff.
Because we're good at telling little white lies to children when it suits us. So this should be one of those times.
This is not a white lie. This is like, no, this is taking the whole... It's a big no-no. You don't do it to a child. It's ruining their innocence, ruining their hope. Honour thy father and thy mother. Just don't. Let the adults sort that out. You know, don't do it, but don't tell the children what doesn't need to be told.
Yeah, exactly. In the same way, and I said this at the start, Jeremy's always right, by the way, Adrian.
Not necessarily.
I was saying at the start, you know, if you ever have financial difficulties, you never tell the kids about financial
difficulties.
And I mean, I look back on my childhood, and there were probably times, it was tough times in the 80s, there were probably times when my parents didn't have a lot of money and stuff, but they never ever unloaded their shit onto us.
No,
we never knew. You never know anything, because the happiest time of your life should be your childhood.
Yeah.
And so many people don't have happy childhoods because parents are dicks sometimes.
Yeah.
But if your childhood isn't happy, you're going to be fucked for the rest of your life.
And, like, unfortunately now I don't remember a lot of my childhood, and that's apparently down to what I was told. I subconsciously have forgotten a lot of my childhood.
Thanks very much indeed for your openness and your honesty, Claire. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Excuse me. Let me bring in some more of your opinions. This is John.
How are you doing, Jeremy? Great topic. Look, lads, I don't see a point in wrecking the kids' heads. You know what I mean? They don't need to know that. It's a simple. Me and Daddy and me and Mammy didn't get to get on together. I mean, that's why we broke up. There's no need to start bad-mouthing the mother or the father, you know, and corrupting the child's brain. Leave the kids be kids and let them, you know, just let them think that it just didn't work out, you know. No winners out of this at all. No winners. Have a good one, guys. Good luck.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Should a child of 10 ever be told the whole truth, even if they ask loads and loads and loads of questions?
No, I totally agree with the last caller. You're ruining their innocence. You're ruining their trust in men. Like, I just think a child of that age does not need to know. You tell them a little white lie about it. Just say, Mommy and Daddy aren't getting on. You don't have to go into in-depth details. Oh, Daddy slept with this woman and this, that and everything else. You're poisoning the child against their dad. I just think, no, the child of that age doesn't need to know.
But what if they keep asking questions? You heard Tina's story earlier on. She challenged her husband. She found out that he had had an affair. Have you any understanding as to why, when under pressure, she answered her daughter's question honestly?
Not at that age, I don't. Not at the age of 10. A child at the age of 10 is still a child. They're still a baby. Like, they're still innocent. You don't need to turn around and go into the gory details of why mommy and daddy have broken up. all you have to say is she keeps pressuring you and keeps answering you is just, no, sorry, me and daddy weren't getting on. And that's all you need to know. You don't need to go into in-depth of me and daddy broke up because daddy had a sleazy affair, la, 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 la. And has she set herself, to ruin the relationship with the dad? She hasn't spoke to her dad since.
No.
Like, I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. It's the same.
Now, having said that, she hasn't spoken to her dad since, but dad hasn't made much of an effort either.
Well, yeah, he's a bit of a dick for not making an effort. But at the same time, if his dad was to turn around, if a woman was to have an affair and his dad was to poison the child against the mother, I think that's wrong. I just think a child at that age can't process that information. It can't. How does a child at 10 years of age process the fact daddy's after having an affair with another woman? I don't think a child at that age needs to know.
Now, we heard a moment ago from Claire about how it had such a devastating effect on her and her relationship with her father. And you even heard me asking if she didn't know the truth, would she or could she have had a lasting relationship with her dad? And she said possibly. So it's that truth that really killed her.
And as she said as well, it's damaged her trust in men. Like, I just think a child at that age does not understand or cannot comprehend in their brain what's going on. They don't need to know adult topics. Like, it's an adult conversation. No child should have to hear that. Oh, daddy had an affair. I just think, no, God, heaven forbid, me and my partner, we're together 13 years. And I have got a child at that age. He's 12. And I would not sit him down and say, daddy had an affair. I would just say, me and daddy have split up. That's it. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know the in-depth. It's an adult conversation. At that age, they're too young.
And what if it, we were talking with Tina, and Tina's daughter, who, by the way, I've just found out we're going to be having a separate conversation on a different episode of Opinions Matter with Tina's daughter, who wants to talk to us about her recollection of being told what happened.
It'll be interesting to hear from her side. I'm looking forward to that podcast to hear from her side of things. Although we've already been told she has no regrets about being told.
No. And she would not have forgiven her mother if she hadn't told her the truth.
But I'd say every single one of us, yeah? Every single one of us who has a father or who's had a father, your father did something that would really probably you'd be disgusted with. Yeah, would you agree?
I'd say so, yeah. There's
probably things I've
100%,
sure. The things I've done that if my kids ever found out about, they'd be gone. And same with you, Adrian. Probably your list is longer than mine, but anyway. No, but there is. And the same way, like your husband, Jay, I'm sure he's not Mr. Perfect either.
No.
And there would be things that if he was to be an open book and tell them all the shit that he did back in the past. I mean, I'm never going to admit to my kids that I've gotten so drunk sometimes that I've peed me pants nearly, you know, because you don't want...
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want your kids... Your kids look up to you. To me, my kids look up to me like I'm some sort of superhero, which I am, of course. And you don't...
Not until I tell them that story of you peeing your pants.
Everybody's peed their pants while drunk. But you can't... To tarnish that image is just... It's absolutely wrong.
Stay there for a second.
I think it is as well.
Angela, you had a question that you wanted to ask. Fire ahead.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Angela.
You're going to kill me for this one. Do you agree? I was kind of shocked at what he said. Do you agree with Jay that it's the partner's fault if they cheat?
He didn't say. He said it's sometimes it's the partner's cheat if you cheat. If you come from a happy home and a happy thing, you cheat. Do I agree with it? I think a leopard, if you're going to cheat, you're going to be a cheat. Does a leopard change its spots? No. But there is something to be said. If you're coming from a happy...
He kind of didn't say sometimes. He kind of said a lot of the time. Anyone who cheats, it's because they're not getting it at home and they're not happy. But that shouldn't be a reason to cheat. I'm just shocked at it. I'm completely shocked that he said that. You know, because, you know,
to me, there's never a reason to cheat. To me, I've always said there's never a reason to cheat. And I've had this pact with Jay. If Jay wants to have an affair, don't have an affair. Tell me before you do it. And I've said that on multiple occasions. I have said that on this podcast on multiple occasions.
If
you're going to cheat on
Jay. Because let's say that certainly wasn't the reason my husband left, you know. But if it was, it's kind of like, you know, just because you're not there, there could be reasons for it. You know, but it doesn't give you the reason to cheat then. I was so shocked when I heard him say that.
But a lot of the time, Angela, myself and Katie were actually having this conversation on one of the previous shows last week. We were saying, I was telling you about a friend of mine who got cheated on a year ago. and she and she disappeared off social media. She got cheated on by her boyfriend. Fair enough, scumbag, shouldn't have done it. And she put up, she disappeared off social media for a year. She came back on social media the other day and she put up a photograph of herself and she looks absolutely amazing. Now, up until the point that he cheated on her, I'm not saying it's her fault, but she was walking around in tracksuits all day. She hadn't had her hair, her roots done in months. She was carrying a bit of weight and stuff like that. And she ended up getting, she ended up losing the breakup weight. She got, like, what's it called? Revengeful weight loss is what
revenge
she got.
Revenge body.
Yeah, she got a revenge.
Got a revenge.
And I'm like, and I was like looking at the photograph going, but if you hadn't made that effort when you were still together, maybe he wouldn't have put his flute somewhere else.
So it's her fault.
Yep, yep.
No, Jeremy, no. Doesn't give you permission to go and cheat.
I didn't, nothing gives you permission, but I'm saying a flute will wander.
If you're not happy, you leave.
No, all I'm
saying, if you're not happy, you leave.
Well,
because let me say, like, after 7 years, I've lost a load of weight, but I had put it on after he left. Do you know what I mean? That wasn't, the way I am now is the way I am.
So what's the opposite of vengeful weight loss? Vengeful weight gain. That's what it was. Basically.
So let me just ask you finally, Angela, should a 10-year-old child ever be told the truth about why mommy and daddy split up if that truth is an affair, for example?
No. Well, if you're going to do it, the only thing I will say is, if you're going to do it, you do it, it's going to be very tough. You do it in a respectful way of, listen, daddy has fallen out of love with mommy and fallen in love with someone else. That's the way you do it. You don't.
Okay, not in a more revengeful way.
No, definitely not.
All right, Angela, thanks.
I wouldn't be.
Thanks very much indeed, as always. And thank you, Lorraine, as well. Thank you, all of you, for what's been a very interesting conversation about whether or not you should tell the truth. And as we just confirmed a moment ago, we will be talking to Tina's daughter, who found out that Daddy had an affair when she was only 10, on a separate episode to come on Opinions Matter, okay? So watch out for a separate episode where we will be talking to Tina's daughter about the effect, if any, that it had on her. That's it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.